Welcome, I'm Nate.
I'm Dom.
I'm Alex.
And welcome to the first episode of Yappers Central, where we talk about anything that comes to our minds.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh boy.
Nate, what do you think about the
Nate, what do you think about, like, what do you think about the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
You think it was rigged?
You think it's...
I thought it was heavily scripted this year.
Me too.
But I didn't care because I wanted my twin, Patrick Mahomes, to win. So I really didn't care about the result.
Twin.
But yeah, I'm not the biggest football guy, but I too... do think it's rigged.
Yeah, me too. I'm not like a big sports watcher. I would rather play sports, but like
on the bench.
All right, bud. Were you benched like the whole season? Most Mm-mm. of the season?
No.
Yeah.
Dom was actually the seventh man on the roster.
Yes, sir.
Out of seven?
Yeah, half our team quit. We'll talk about
you were
this soon, but
man on the seven out of seven.
We'll talk about that soon, but most of the freshman team quit.
Why?
Most of them were heavily involved in activities.
Inappropriate school activities.
Like non-PG activities. So they were kicked off the team.
Oh, like or that some one kid in our human geo.
Or they just straight up just quit the team.
Yeah. And they just skipped. They didn't feel like going. Yeah. But if we had them, like, they had so much potential. We could actually, like, win.
Yeah, they had a lot of potential.
Did y'all win any? Like, how many?
One.
One game.
They won one game against Elk Grove, everybody.
Hey, at least we got a dub.
Yeah.
Elk Grove's an op.
At least it wasn't like the freshman football team, man.
Did y'all win it?
No, we didn't. All right.
Well. Okay. That's all. But, yeah, let's talk about, because I didn't do football. How was football?
Okay, so
practices were torture.
As a team captain of that squad, I believe that we played to half of our talent, and I thought we could have performed a lot better.
So you guys just had like no effort.
Yeah,
Nate reached his full potential.
Would have performed well on the defensive line, then we probably would have.
Bro, I was a good D line. All right,
I heard Eddie was a good D line.
He was a really good D line.
Eddie,
best one in my opinion.
Eddie is one of the youngest people here, right?
Wait, he is?
Yeah, I think so. But all I know, he's extremely strong.
He is very, very strong.
He's really big. But yeah.
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 You think if we had the basketball B team coach, Coach Dennis, how would y'all do with them?
I think personally, we should have him as head coach if it doesn't go well this year.
Mm-hmm.
So
I think he's gonna have no time.
Yeah, but he's gonna be in Prague somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
For real, yeah.
Didn't like Rolling Meadows get
they hired
NFL coach?
NFL kicker, bro.
Yeah. I think we might be cooked.
Wait, was it Rolling Meadows?
Yeah, I think it was
I thought it was like Mundelein or something.
No, I think it was Rolling Meadows. I don't know. Saw on Instagram, but wish you guys luck for next year.
All right. This has just popped up into my head.
Mm-hmm. That's the point of the podcast, Nate.
Shoot, bro. I don't know if I'm allowed to say this on the podcast. Actually, yeah, never mind, bro. I forgot what I was going to say, bro.
Mm-hmm.
We could cut that out.
Yeah.
I want to ask you guys, who do you prefer? Do you guys prefer Drake or Kanye?
Kanye.
Like,
for sure, Kanye.
For sure.
Drakie.
Why?
Drakie, in my opinion, is the better lyricist.
Lyricist, I like that word.
He has better beats.
I low-key disagree with that.
Me too.
Kanye might have better beats, actually. But
Kanye is like the greatest of all time. He's like the best producer.
He's a great producer.
He's the best sampler. It's you know what sampling means?
Yes, I do know.
Okay, good. I feel like he has taken. A good example is from a song called I Wonder. He has made great samples in his whole career, I'd say. What's your favorite Drake album, Nate?
Album?
Yeah.
Probably Take Care.
What about you? Best album for Kanye?
Best album for Kanye?
Really think about this question, Alex.
I don't know. Maybe Graduation. Graduation's probably like the best album. Or the new one's terrible.
Yeah, the new one's pretty. The Vultures is pretty bad.
That was bad.
I heard there's a newer one coming out, like a Vultures like part two or something.
I don't know, dude. But mine's probably My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy. It has All the Lights. Runaway.
Yeah,
I swear there was more. I don't think it was that one. Yeah, probably Graduation.
Graduation has like
Stronger, I Wonder.
I mean, Stronger, honestly, hot take, but Stronger, probably one of the worst songs on that album. I don't like Stronger.
But Flashing Lights is good. Homecoming. Yeah, honestly, Graduation is probably one of my favorites.
Homecoming, probably one of my favorites.
Yeah. Just the piano is nice. But overall, Kanye in general.
Yeah, he might be. He's probably the greatest.
One of the greatest. One of the greatest samplers and.
Yeah.
Musical artist, in my opinion. Of all time.
What's three things on y'all's bucket list?
Nice topic switch. Honestly, that's kind of tough.
I already know. I would go skydiving.
Yeah, skydiving for sure. That was what I was. Sure. Yeah.
Owning a nice car.
Nice car.
Or at least driving one. I don't know if I could own one. What else? Maybe visit What's the park called? I forgot, like Cedar Point or something?
Cedar Point? Yeah.
Yeah, probably would visit that too.
Yeah, I gotta go to Cedar Point, bro.
We all should go. That'll be... Dude, I heard there's a new... You know that really long one, Top Thrill Dragster? Where it goes like up and everything?
Yeah.
They're taking that down because like about a year ago, a woman got hit by something that fell off.
Damn.
Well, and they're making a revamped one, much taller, bigger. And I think it purposely rolls back. I don't know. I heard rumors about this, but
yeah.
I just realized we have 15 more minutos. But yeah, I'd say for me, probably definitely skydive. I've always wanted to do that. Someday own either a BMW E60. Or I don't know, to be honest. Get a cam a car and give it a muffler delete. Boom. Nate, what about you? What about you? What are your top three things on your bucket list?
Alright. One is owning a Tesla Cybertruck.
Oh my.
Ew, for Tesla.
Sure. For sure.
Oh my.
All right. Two, definitely skydiving. I gotta do that.
Yep, skydiving is like probably most popular.
Yep. And then three, I gotta go D1. I gotta do that before I, types up.
D1?
D1.
You think I'll make it to the NBA?
Maybe. My dream has always been to be a pro, though. So, like...
Yeah, that'll happen. Hey, what's y'all's favorite, like, car?
Oh, yeah, so I was gonna segue to. What is your favorite car?
Mine, honestly... I don't know. I don't know yet. Let me think.
Obviously, The Tesla.
Ew.
The Tesla.
Which Tesla? Please be at least the Plaid.
Honestly, any Tesla. For real. I like
any Tesla. At least be the Model S Plaid. That's like the best one. That like 0 to 60 was like, what was it? 1.9 seconds. And it has technically 1,000 horsepower. 1,020 horsepower. So it's pretty up there.
Teslas are fast though.
But I just don't like electric.
Don't they like die fast though? Like,
I don't know. Just, I prefer gas. But mine, I have a lot and they change probably every day. Probably a G-Power BMW.
All right.
With the V10. But yeah, I like German cars. Porsche, BMW.
Mine would probably be like,
for sure, Audi and Mercedes.
My favorite car honestly might be the Porsche GT2 RS.
GT2 RS?
Yeah.
I like the GT3 RS. But yeah.
Yeah.
The 911 GT3 RSs are beautiful. Beautiful pieces of machinery. What about, how many was it? 518 horsepower. It's good.
Well, I saw a GT2 RS yesterday.
Nice.
You know, I took some photos. Mm-hmm. I think it was. I don't know. I just went by it really quickly.
What's y'all's favorite clothing brand?
Clothing Yappers. Brand. I'm gonna be basic here. Nike. They just have everything. Literally anything from cleats to shirts to hoodies. Yeah, accessories. Nike. Literally anything. And they also look good. What about you?
Mine is probably Essentials.
Essentials?
They look the best in my opinion.
That's true. They're just expensive.
Alex, what's your favorite clothing brand?
Either Nike or Off-White.
Off-White.
You look that fire.
Designer.
I mean, they're expensive though.
They're really expensive.
Yeah. I'll probably buy one of those, bro.
I probably wouldn't wear like an off-white fit because it looks too like hype beast.
Oh my, hype beast. Remember like Supreme and everything?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. That's.
I wanted a Supreme shirt.
Just like the plain white with the logo.
I thought I would be like cool.
Yeah, that's what every kid thought. We got nothing. Something that pops into in your mind.
What's your favorite class, Alex?
Yeah,
I know it's human geo.
I hate human geo. And I, okay.
Why do you hate human geo?
Can't leak. Honestly, my favorite class would probably be either multimedia or just study hall. I got two study halls.
Lucky.
And they're very different from each other, so I got...
You got study skills, Alex?
I got, like, just, like, a regular study hall where I can't go out anywhere. And then I got, like, this music study hall, which I can.
Yeah.
So I would choose music study hall.
But mine is probably, if I had to choose a class, probably media. I've done a lot of things in here that like, this right now, all those video projects in first semester.
Yeah.
When I had my long hair. But yeah, it just taught me a lot of valuable stuff when it comes to pictures, videography, video editing, anything. Nate, what about you?
Mine is definitely Human Geo.
Oh my.
Because of the laughs that go on in there. Also, because Alex is in there. You know, he makes everybody's day better in there. You know?
Thank you.
Wait, don't you?
I don't even do anything.
Don't you guys have an old teacher?
Not anymore. So he's currently out because of some medical issues.
Dang, I'm sorry about that.
Yeah.
So you just have a sub running right now?
Yeah, we have a sub.
It's Alex's favorite teacher.
It's one of those types of subs.
Bro, the teacher got like some phone hotel now.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, you told me about that.
Yeah, which is not very nice.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Hey, what's y'all's favorite like video game though?
Mine is definitely Madden or 2K.
Knew it.
Of course.
Cause I really just beat everybody in Madden. Like nobody can mess with me in Madden, especially Kai Parker.
1v1.
That bum. Yeah.
I don't really like play video games that much anymore. Cause I'm just busy as heck. I used to be on like grind on Fortnite a lot. Then Forza, cause I love cars. But now I'm kind of trying out Rainbow Six Siege.
You played 20 minutes.
Played for 20 minutes.
And then never played again.
And I haven't played since. But I'm still looking forward to playing more in the future. Yeah.
Honestly, my favorite game, Tom Clancy's Rainbow Six Siege. The one he's trying out. But like I've only been playing for like a couple months. But like I'm actually pretty decent at it.
Yeah, but I'm still better than you.
I've never played with you in my life.
Yeah, but I know I'm just still better than you.
Probably takes you like 10 seconds to do a 360.
Yeah, it probably does.
Is your sensitivity slow?
I haven't changed it.
Yeah, it's pretty slow.
Alex, I will pay you $30. $30 and a cookie if you go bald.
I was offered $500 to get a buzz cut.
Dang.
By who?
Pete,
why didn't you take that, dude?
Because I didn't want a buzz cut.
That's $500. By now you would have your hair back.
Still, my parents wouldn't even let me get a buzz cut.
Why?
They would rather want me to keep my long hair. Yeah. Bro, my hair was like bad in like 7th grade though.
Dude, I had my barber screwed me up.
You looked like a ginger when you were younger.
Yes, leave me alone. It's not nice.
Oh, I remember that haircut.
Yep, the one that went balls on one side and just all the way to the other side. But now my hair is good, but I kind of need a new haircut. Get that retaper.
What are we talking about now?
I'm not sure.
You could keep the braids, you know what I'm saying?
I'm not getting braids, Nate. I'm not getting braids. Oh my gosh, dude.
Ooh, what's y'all's least favorite class?
For me, it's gotta be biology.
Are you in normal or honors?
I'm in normal.
But you got Ms. Talk, though.
But she just be yapping.
Nah, that's true.
She deserves to be on this podcast, bro. She's
yapping,
man.
My probably worst class is just, honestly, honors were in oral. I'm just not the greatest. English isn't my greatest thing. And technically, it's not even my first language. Polski jest, but yeah.
Same with me. I don't know why. Like, English is really easy.
Mm-hmm. But like now, I just Polish
don't feel like doing the work.
Now Polish is hard. From like about age until age like five, four or five or six and like that. I used to like like really good in Polish.
I didn't even know English was a language until I was like six.
Until like 6 years old, bro.
Yeah, then I just something switched in me and I just spoke English.
Yeah, me too.
Nate, you speak Greek?
Not anymore. I literally remember nothing.
Can you like say a sentence?
That's worse than us.
Kalinita means good night.
Nice,
about,
nice.
About it.
Dobranoc means good night in Polish. Ale tak, mówię po polsku. Nie tak dobrze, ale wiem jak rozmówić.
Rozmówić, really?
No, wait, what? No, I screwed it up. What does understand? Rozumiem, but like, how do you say it?
That sounds weird. I forgot.
Yeah, you see, mine is kind of, my skill has decreased over the past few years, but.
Yeah, me too.
That's unfortunate. But yeah, HWOC is probably my least favorite. I'm just not good in English. What about you, Alex?
English. No, it's like English. It's so boring. And also, I have a person that kind of like steals my things in it. Mm-hmm. Luckily, they skip class a lot, so.
Oh.
Who is it?
Shout out to the boy Q.
Yeah, Q.
Oh.
Big Q.
Q.
Little Q, actually.
Oh, very little Q, actually. Very little.
Little Q, he got some new off-white shoes.
Yep.
Jealous.
Want to pull his dread out sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, I don't know. The work is just so boring. It's like, when you look at it, it's like, I don't want to do this.
Mm.
Shout out to Henry Bott. It's his birthday today.
Yeah. I would tag him, but I can't really tag anyone in a podcast. But yeah, happy birthday to you. You're pretty smart.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's it.
We got like 3 minutes.
But I think we might have to wrap it up for today.
Yeah. All right.
Bye-bye.
This has been the Yappin' Central. We will see y'all when we see y'all.
Bye-bye.